you know, I take that away, you know, take the positive reps that I did get and say that as the game went on, I felt like we were pretty dialed in, you know, on the coverages and what we had throwing the ball around wise. So I think it's slowing down. So I guess I don't want to say that anything comes out of this positive, but for the most part, you know, at least I learned a little bit today.
Whenever you were starting to find your group in the second half, a lot of the passes were going to Andrew Hawkins. Were there adjustments made at halftime to get him open in the slot more?
No, I think, like I said, we just came out and we felt like we were dialed in with the way that they were. You know, like I said, last week they tried to make us put the ball in play and make us throw it around and pick here and there. And then, you know, we felt like we had them dialed in. They were going to make us do the same thing this game. And, you know, guys were getting open and, you know, I think they did a great job finding the holes in the zone that we had throughout the day. You know, we didn't see a lot of man coverage. The zone we did have, I think we exploited it for the most part.
Johnny, after the hit by Moats, how do you feel right now after that hit?
Yeah, I don't really remember any in particular. I felt I kind of got rolled up on one a little late, but, you know, for the most part, I'm healthy. I'm good. I didn't get banged around too much. I think that's, you know, thanks to all the guys up front. And then whenever we were hot a couple times, you know, we got the ball out of our hands. So, you know, a lot of credit to those guys up front, keeping them off me for the most part.
Why did you have to leave the run out to the sideline?
Yeah, I got that face mask, and my chin strap kind of came up and knocked my contact up into the back of my eye. So, I thought it was good for a minute, and then when I went to close one eye and blink, everything was pretty blurry, so needed to just try and get that one out and get another one in.
Are you thankful of coming out of that okay? Because, I mean, you got look like your neck was twisted pretty bad and yanked down hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. You know, it's those guys are big, those guys are physical. I mean, it's hard to find another bunch of edge rushers, pass rushers like they have, and they were even missing one today. So, you know, I don't feel like I'm always thankful to come out of a game healthy, but, you know, for the most part, you know, just take some of those shots. It's just part of the game.
Did you make a concerted effort to stay in the pocket more this week?
I think I was seeing things, you know, a lot better than I did last week. You know, I don't know if it was a concerted effort. Like I said, I'm going to come out and play my game, and really my game is to go out and try and, you know, win the game and go through my progressions just like any other quarterback would. But when things break down, you know, I think I got a chance to make some plays here and there. And, you know, luckily, obviously the first drive didn't go the way we wanted to. But coming back in the second to move a little bit and then get the ball to Travis on the run. That was a big play. You know, I think, like I said, it's a process to continue to try and learn, you know, when to stay in the pocket and make those, and when your protection's there, and when to get out and run a little bit. And I think, you know, for the majority of the day, I had a good balance of that.
Could you go through that play, the 10 or 11, you got it down to almost the goal line, it just looked like you were dodging
everything? Yeah, I'm pretty pissed about that, to be honest. I mean, I felt I should have scored, just reached the ball out a little bit further. Just trying to make a play, you know. Like I said, they were playing soft zone, dropping a lot of guys. And if you don't have a quick beat on it right away, you're going to have to try and run around and get guys open. So, you know, I think they had a hold of me there for a minute and luckily snuck out of it. So, just trying to make a play for these guys. They fight for me till the end. I'm going to do the same thing for them.
How would you describe what happened after that, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's senseless. It's what we've continued to do is just shoot ourselves in the foot. I mean, we run the ball in the end zone on an outside zone and get called for a holding. Next time we line up in a legal formation or get a sack or in that next little period right there. I mean, we get down to the inch line. I mean, talking to the ref and he said it was this much from being in the ball being across. So, I know Flip had a different play called in before, and I couldn't catch my breath. There was no way I was going to be able to run the play correctly. And then luckily Pat challenged it to give me a little bit of a breather, but you just can't do it. Good teams can't do that. I mean, we have to punch that ball in there and continue to build on that 17, 18 play drive that we have.
How much will it help you going forward to build on a productive day like this?
I think a lot. I think, you know, like I said, we had a beat on their coverages and felt like we knew what they were trying to do. Obviously, we got down. So, I mean, that factors in with, hey, they're going to play soft. They're going to play a little bit of zone. And, you know, like I said, continuing to learn where these guys are going to be on this coverage and knowing where to go with the ball, I felt like I had a good rhythm with that all day. And, you know, receivers made some plays too.
It's got to be almost threw for 400 yards and 30 to 9. I mean, that's, is that hard for you to imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should have got a touchdown there at the end. I mean, I know it's 4 minutes left and we're down 30 to 9, but still to make it whatever the score is going to be there. You know, like I said, on the other drive you just asked me about, we get down to within an inch. I mean, those are a couple scores, and then, you know, we had an opportunity in the first half where we crossed the 50 after that face mask penalty and then made another throw to where we're crossing midfield. So, we just can't continue to shoot ourselves in the foot at critical times, you know, and that's the thing. We have to make big plays in those critical moments, and you know, I think when we do, the score won't be the way it was today.
What does it mean when Petten says that that he thinks you took a big step forward, and do you think you did enough tonight to
You know, I hope so. I want to keep playing. You know, every game that I keep playing, I keep learning, and I feel like things keep slowing down, and I keep getting better. So, you know, obviously, it means a lot coming from Coach Pep, and, you know, I felt like I said, things slowed down today. I was able to see the entire field and know where to go with the ball. So, you know, the more times that I get a chance to go out there and get a chance to start, the better I feel. So, man, that's progression.
Is there anything unique you drew from this game, your first game against the Steelers? Could you tell any different intensity than a normal game?
I remember coming here last year for first time ever being on the NFL sideline, just remembering how cool it was coming in. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. It's a great football town. So, you know, last year, obviously, us being kind of in the same situation in the first half, you know, we felt in the locker room at halftime that, hey, we've been in this situation before. We can come back and try and make a push in the second half. You know, obviously, it didn't work out the way we want, but it's a, you know, it's a really cool place to play a football game, and I just wish the result would have, you know, obviously been a little bit different.
I talked during the week, even last one, missing some things, you know, seeing on film that you had missed some things. It seems like you took that and learned from it. I mean, is that the whole process you go through?
Absolutely. You know, missed things last week. Don't do the same mistake twice. You know, I think, you know, there were times where I needed to stay in the pocket and trust and throw the ball before our guys were out of the breaks, and times where I needed to run around a little bit and make a play. And like I said, I think I had a good balance of that today. And overall, the big picture is I'm progressing and I'm getting better. You know, that's what I want to be doing. It's hard to play this position. You know, there's a lot of little moving pieces. There's a lot to learn from coming from a spread offense and being with guys like Josh and Kevin O'Connell and Flip and their football knowledge. I'm continuing to learn every week, regardless of my situation. So it obviously helps when I'm on the field and seeing it for myself. But you know, I'm learning a lot of football and I'm feeling like I'm getting better. Thanks, guys.